More than 5,000 people are dead or missing after last week's terrorist attacks. That figure includes the hijackers and passengers aboard the four West Coast-bound flights used in the plan to attack the World Trade Center and the Pentagon. 188 people are believed dead at the Pentagon. Commander Dan Frederick Schanauer, age 40, of Naperville, Illinois, was only the second body to be positively identified. Dora Menchaca was in Washington speaking about a new drug for prostate cancer. She caught an early flight home to spend more time in her garden. She was aboard American Flight 77 when it crashed into the Pentagon. Alicia Titus of San Francisco loved travel so much that she quit her job with an internet firm to become a flight attendant. She was on United Airlines Flight 175 when it crashed into the World Trade Center. Bruce Eagleson worked on the 17th floor of the World Trade Center. After helping colleagues evacuate, he went back inside to get two-way radios, and he was in the building when it collapsed. Christopher Murphy had been the captain of the Yale sailing team and competed in dozens of national sailing regattas. He worked on the 88th floor of the World Trade Center. Jeffrey Coleman was a flight attendant aboard American Flight 11, who did not normally work the Boston to Los Angeles route. He wanted to free up vacation time to be with his partner. Ulf Eriksson was a mountain climber and outdoorsman who had survived climbing accidents and a shipwreck. His wife said she was devastated by his death, but added that he did have a marvelous life.